Dave Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Ryan. I know you guys want to be balanced offensively. Right now, you guys are 96 in the country in rushing yards per game. Just wonder, I'm sure there are a lot of factors, but is the O-line not playing up to par? Is it schematical? What are you seeing as kind of the biggest culprit?
Yeah, watch the film. And, you know, I think we have the personnel to do it. You know, when you look at the some of the plays that we ran, I think there was probably one play that schematically I felt like we were going uphill. I think for the most part, you know, the schemes we ran, there was really pretty good looks. Now, there was an extra guy there a lot, especially when we had two tight ends in the game. And that opened up some things in the pass game, which was good. But we just got to execute it better. You know, we got to coach it better. That starts with me. And, you know, we got to, you know, figure out a way whether, you know, we're doing too much, too little, whatever that is. But I felt like the scheme and what we were doing was very sound. And I think we have the right guys. So what does that come down to? We got to coach it better.
Do you expect to have Trey this week?
Yes. Yeah.
Over to the right, Dobbs Berry, WBNS.
Coach, since 2000, the Buckeyes are 3-5 at Ross A.
Jeez.
Anything you can put a finger on why over there?
No, I can't. But I know it's been a difficult place to play for sure. And this team's no different. They're very well coached. They have good players. And I know they'll have a great atmosphere there. So, you know, we're into October now, middle of the season, playing on the road in the Big Ten. And, you know, all these games are critical and difficult. So we got to have a great week of preparation. And, you know, this is about what we expect this time of year.
Knowing that the history and anything, do you do anything different this week to make sure?
No. We're still growing. We're working. We're a work in progress in all areas. We got to keep building, so we're nowhere we need to be, and that's okay. But we gotta be hungry this week, and we gotta have urgency, and we gotta fight to get better. And our guys feel that. You know, you can see that. There's some things we did well on Saturday, but things we got to get better at. And so you know, Purdue is just next on the list.
When you have a quarterback, a young quarterback, that you're trying to kind of just bring along week after week, how do you balance introducing new things to him? Is it a thing where you just want to see him do the things that you're asking him well, but also like trying to introduce new concepts? I guess where's the add on that? Have you been introducing new things to him week after week?
I think it depends on who you're playing. It depends if there are things that you've done in the past that fit, then certainly you want to do that. If there's things schematically that based on you know, the team you're playing, you may need to adjust a little bit and put on the field. I think that's kind of the art of trying to figure out how to put your team in best position to be successful. But now that we're, you know, five games in, there's at least a body of work, and there's, you know, the plays we practice, the plays we run in games, and then every week you'll have some new wrinkles.
Are you reaching a point where maybe you need to ask more of him, just maybe to help alleviate some of those concerns in the run game and maybe loosen up the box a little bit?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at everything right now for sure. And, yeah, I mean, the quarterback and everybody's got to do their part. Everybody, and the quarterback's one of them.
Third row left, Andy Anders, 11 Warriors.
Yes, a lot of two tight end personnel. It seemed like even more than you guys have used all season. Was that matchup based, or was that maybe an increased confidence in G and his blocking ability?
A little bit of both. Yeah, I thought, you know, he's practiced well when he deserves to get on the field, and it certainly did allow us an opportunity to be explosive in the pass game. You can see that, you know, there was some really big plays out there, and that was good. So, you know, when you have three surfaces on both sides or a four-man surface, you know, there's just different wrinkles for the defense to have to deal with, and you know, the goal is to you know, score as many points as possible and move the ball. But, you know, there's certain areas obviously we need to get better at, but we'll keep looking at different personnel groupings to put as much stress as we can on the defense.
Far left, Joe Nugent, WCMH.
With the slow starts, is part of the challenge identifying why it is happening? And you can obviously tack from there.
I think in particular on Saturday, you know, we missed a couple of things early on, and then we had the botched snap. So I think it just kind of culminated there. I don't think the defense was slow. I think the first throw and catch was unbelievable. You know, Davidson was right there. You know, quarterback threw it on time, and it was well executed and put the defense in a tough spot. So I think the defense was ready to roll. And, you know, we found our rhythm a little bit later on in the game for the offense. But, I think, you know, just the combination of that with the botch snap certainly didn't start the way we wanted to. So we got to figure out a way to do a little better that on outgoing the whole team. But that comes with preparation and putting it on the field. And we'll try to do it as coaches, try to get the guys in the right plays early on to help with that. But they also have to take some ownership of it.
Ryan, there's been a lot of conversation with Jim Knowles and how the defense has recalibrated itself and changed some philosophies. Has there been anything offensively that you felt you've changed heading into this year? And if not, is there something holistically that you think maybe you need to change on offense?
No. I mean, I don't think philosophically we've changed anything. We know that some of the teams that have slowed down, that has changed a little bit in terms of how we've approached our game planning. But other than that, no. I mean, you try to find the right things that fit the guys that you have at the time, knowing that, you know, especially when you get in November or October and November, you know, you're gonna get some bad weather days. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to run the ball in the red zone. You got to be able to convert on short yardage. All those types of things. So that has to be part of your game, and that hasn't really changed. We're gonna continue to work towards that, but also be explosive as we possibly can on offense.
Far right, Adam King, WBNS.
Coach, I feel like last year you talked a lot about competitive excellence and getting up for games even if they aren't, you know, the game you circle on the calendar. But this year, undefeated Maryland, obviously you can't sleep on Purdue with the history there. Then you've got Penn State, Wisconsin. How do you guys constantly keep getting up knowing that the next game is just another huge game?
Yeah, we call it the competitive stamina, and we still do. We still talk about that. Bringing it every week, and it's something that comes up this time of year because of exactly what you're saying. And it's not about the team we're playing, it's always about us. But, we're just in a constant grind to get better and to improve in all these different areas. And, we know our first goal was to win the first game, then, win the next 10, and then win the rivalry game. And, we have these goals. And so we knew this was going to be a long stretch. We talked about it during the bye week. And you got to bring it every week. That's, part of the deal when you come to Ohio State. You're not allowed to have a bad day.
When you look at early on in the season, you talked about balancing with Hartline the offensive duties. How has that through five games panned out for you guys?
Yeah, good. I think, we got a good, good synergy on offense, and certainly all kinds of areas that we want to get better at. That's unlike any other organization. But, I think we got a good group of guys.
Reading the notes here, they have a freshman who, a D tackle who has three picks. He leads the Big Ten in solo tackles. Is he somebody you have to scheme against?
I think they're doing a great job, schematically. Coach came over from Illinois and they did a nice job there. He's coached at, Missouri. He's coached at some really good places and good defenses have followed him. And he's going to recruit really good players. He has really good players now. So he seems like a really intelligent guy who gets his guys in the right spot and they play hard. We look hard at the personnel and make sure that the matchups are right.
Fourth row right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Brian, do you have an update on Emeka at all?
No, not right now. One thing I can tell you is that it's not going to be a long-term issue. We'll probably have a better idea how he's doing later in the week, but good news was it's not a long-term issue, and we'll kind of reevaluate as the week goes on.
And then, Kyle was 8 of 11 on the first down, 187 yards and a touchdown. How much does that take pressure off the running game to be perfect when you've got a quarterback that's that efficient on first down?
Well, that's it. The goal is to get 4 yards on first down, and if teams are going to load the box, then he's got to do a great job of being efficient in that exact spot. When you can do that, then, like you said, it takes pressure off the run game. It all goes together. So, whether we're talking about, the quarterback making checks or throwing the ball or whatever those things are, reading people, he has to do his part. And part of that is exactly what you're saying, and that's, like the first play of the game, we don't complete the bubble. That's a big part of what we're doing.
Robinson, The Athletic.
Ron, Maryland and Notre Dame, both weeks, you guys rushed for, I think it was less than a yard and a half before contact. When you look at those two films, do you see a common thread there, or was it just like you said, for?
I think we can do a better job of getting movement up front. I think we can do a better job of getting to the second level and getting the running backs there. I think the running backs can do a better job of seeing it. So, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. And I'm not just going to sit here and tell you it's one or two things. And so we're just going to keep swinging at it. And that's kind of sometimes how the run game goes. You know, you got to keep working to get better at it. And, that's not going to be any different this week.
Do you expect to get mine more work? Or I know you said Trey's probably going back, but how do you see that rotation?
We'll see as the week goes on, you know, how that shakes. But I thought he ran hard when he had his opportunity in the game on Saturday.
I know that kind of stretch wide zone run has sort of been your base run play since you've kind of been the head coach here. Especially last week, it just didn't seem like it was getting blocked very well. And I'm just wondering, what is the conversation with the staff of, like, in terms of what you want to do, like to do, and what your line can do? And I don't know, there's going to be a shift there if that play is not hitting the way you need it.
No, it's a great question. It's a constant conversation. You can imagine it was brought up again this week and trying to identify exactly that. Schematically, you're trying to figure out what your guys can do well, and then does it fit your backs? Does it fit your line? Does it fit your quarterback? You know, trying to find the right angles. And the one thing about the stretch play is it gets people out in space. You know, it's not just a bunch of guys in a small area. When you're in the pistol, you know, you don't give away, you know, running one way or another. You can get downhill. There's a lot of positives to it, but you're right. I mean, we're looking at all those things and trying to make sure that we can find the right mixture for these guys.
Last year, it seemed like Dallin was able to give you guys a real spark when you needed it from the running back position. And he's just not played a whole lot. And I know it's hard to get everyone a touch, especially when your room's fully healthy. But like last week when you don't have Trey, did you give any consideration to playing or Dallin more? And I guess why has he not been so much a part of the offense?
Yeah, we talked about it in the preseason going into the season. And what we didn't want to do is put Dallin in a situation where, you know, with three running backs, we were going to use up a year of eligibility for him. Now, he's ready to go. He's practicing. And if appropriate, we'll put him in the game. But we also don't want to, have him play in, five or six games without getting a bunch of work in. We just don't think that's the right thing to do for Dallin. But Dallin's ready to go. Dallin was great about it. And, if it's appropriate, he will go in because he still has four games to play. And then we wouldn't, burn a whole year of eligibility with Dallin as we look into the future, because we do think he's great. We think he's a really good player. We have three guys already there. So that's kind of the conversation that we had. And he was great. He's working hard. And we'll definitely consider that as we move forward.
Ryan, recruiting, while you've got all of this stuff going on in your midseason and everything, are you still able to separate yourself when you get a commitment from a kid who has wanted to be a Buckeye his entire life? When you get that call, what's that like for you?
No, it's exciting. It's great. Like you said, it's our focus right now is so much about the season, and you have to compartmentalize yourself a little bit, which is hard for me to do during the season, especially on game day when recruits are here. But they're coming to visit for a different reason. They're coming to see the game. And they know that, but great. When you kind of get that kind of information and that's part of, what we're trying to do. We're trying to, show how we develop players, show progress on offense, defense, special team, so that we can recruit better and better players.
And then, what's it like just being able to provide that kind of opportunity?
Yeah. I usually don't think about it this time of year. But I mean, that's really what we're doing. Is we're making an impact on young people. We're giving young people an opportunity. And when people come in, they have an idea of how it's going to go, and it doesn't always exactly go that way. But just think about some of the things that have happened, even just in the last few years, with some of our guys and the opportunity to be a Buckeye and have an impact on other people in the community has been tremendous. Whether it's on the field, off the field, that's what this is all about. And so, sometimes you have to stop, take a deep breath, and realize that. And that's, when you bring somebody into the fold like that, you're starting somebody's new story at Ohio State. And one thing I tell the recruits all the time, there's nothing that can't be done here. It's the sky's the limit at Ohio State.
After the game, you talked about the poise of your team and how you like that. Does that come top down with captains, leaders, and kind of the way that those guys handle themselves?
Yeah, Yep. We do have good leadership. We have several guys in the team that have embraced that role. And when challenged, they've responded well to that. You know, whether it's guys who like to speak up or guys that maybe haven't spoken up in the past, they bring a calming presence to the team, which is important, especially when guys have been in these types of situations before. It's not all new. And again, I think that's going to pay off here, the next couple months.
Did you notice that Notre Dame, was it before the season? I mean, when does that kind of come into your mind? This is something this team can lean on a little bit?
I think you just see the personalities of the guys on the team, and you see that they've played in games before, and there's a level of maturity that they handle themselves with and communicate with that leads you to believe they're going to be able to handle different scenarios in game situations.
Dan Holt, 11 Warriors.
Ryan, Cade is playing a bigger role than we've seen from a tight end here in a long time in the passing game. Just what do you think he's done that's enabled him to be such a big part of the passing game this year?
Well, the first is he takes a lot of snaps. He does a lot of the dirty work. He blocks, and because of that, he creates pass and run conflicts. And that isn't always the case when you're with three receivers in the game. When you start to get into two tight ends, we don't really run as many three tight ends. But in those type of personnel groupings, you can create a lot of pass and run conflicts on linebackers, on safeties. And I think that's what you're seeing with Cade. Now, he's also run some really nice routes out in the open, drop back pass. But I think you're seeing some of the play action open up because of, some of his dirty work.
You mentioned his route running. How much growth have you seen from him in that area compared to where he was a year or two ago?
Yeah, I think he's playing faster. I said this before, when you're a tight end, you have to block like an old lineman, run like a receiver, and protect like a running back. And it isn't – at first, you have to find someone that can do it. Second, you have to find someone that can handle it mentally. And third, you have to find someone that can sustain it. I got to go block a defensive end. I got to block a defensive end. And then I got to get open against a defensive back down the field. And then I got to do it all over again for 60, 70 plays. And so that takes some real stamina that he's built up over time.